In this bulletin, Facebook's restrictions to block news content affects crucial emergency services. Another day of no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in Victoria. And in sport, Stefanos Tsitsipas delivers one of sport's greatest comebacks to defeat Rafael Nadal in a five-set Australian Open Classic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Facebook says it's moving quickly to reverse the blocking of non-news pages, like the Bureau of Meteorology, after they were also affected by a ban on content from Australian media organisations. Women's Legal Services, 1-800-RESPECT, State Emergency Services and Health Departments were also blocked. Facebook's ban on news content is a response to the federal government's proposal to introduce laws that would force the social media company to pay for news that appears in people's feeds. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the federal government is committed to its plan.
We're absolutely standing firm with the code. I had a constructive discussion this morning with Mark Zuckerberg and we've agreed to continue to work through some of the issues.
Labor's Michelle Rowland says the federal government needs to reform its media bargaining code to better address uncertainty.
No one's saying the government should give in. The government should do its job. And part of its job is to ensure that we have public interest journalism in Australia, that we have an ecosystem where consumers benefit from the best ICT, the best platforms, and the best digital economy in the world. That is the government's job. No one's asking them to respond to threats or back down. Just do your job.
Victoria has recorded zero new local COVID-19 cases and one new infection in hotel quarantine. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says he expects new COVID-19 cases in the near future.
But of course, we may well see over the course of coming days potential positives as our close contacts of a number of cases continue to isolate. And we don't rule those out. But if we do see those, it is likely to be in the personal close contacts of family members, of people that they share households with, who have been isolating and quarantining for some substantial period now.
Premier Daniel Andrews says the government is engaged in crossbench discussions to extend Victoria's state of emergency. Testing Commander Jerome Wymar says communicating health messages on social media, such as pop-up testing sites and exposure venues, is a vital way to get messages across.
I mean, I think it is an important channel for us to communicate to all Victorians. And look, we communicate as many ways as we possibly can, whether it's through face-to-face, frontline operations, through our staff out on the streets, along with our health services, through media conferences such as this, and of course through our website and through our social media pages, Facebook and Twitter amongst them. So good, effective, trusted information on all platforms is a real priority for us.
Labor says it will be seeking to force the Defence Minister Linda Reynolds to provide a 15-minute statement to the Senate today about her handling of the Brittany Higgins case. The former Liberal Party staffer says she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague in the office of Ms Reynolds inside Parliament House in 2019. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has written a letter to Labor leader Anthony Albanese seeking bipartisan support for an arm's-length review into workplace supports for parliamentary staff. Greens leader Adam Bandt says further measures are needed.
There has to be an independent investigation into who knew what and when within the Prime Minister's office and within the government. It is not good enough to have an investigation being conducted by the Prime Minister's own department. There must be an independent, arm's length investigation about who knew what when, because at the moment, the stories don't add up and it smacks of a cover-up by the government.
To sport, Rafael Nadal's tilt at a record 21st Grand Slam will have to wait after Stefanos Tsitsipas delivered one of the sport's more extraordinary comebacks to beat the Spaniard in a five-set Australian Open Classic. Up two sets to love on Rod Laver Arena, the world number two appeared well on his way to a 35th Grand Slam semi-final. But the resolute Greek hunkered down to pinch the third set in a tiebreak and then went on to claim arguably the match of the tournament.
Moments like this haven't happened a lot in my career. The fact that I was able to come back the way I did and the way I fought against such a top respected player like Rafa was something extra, something I've never felt before. It was epic. It was everything I ever dreamed of.
Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth showers and 24, Adelaide sunny 37, sunny day for Melbourne 31, Hobart sunny and 29 degrees, Canberra a possible shower 24, Wollongong a shower or two 23, Sydney much the same 27, Newcastle similar conditions 26, Brisbane showers 28, Cairns rain at times 29, and Darwin showers with storms likely and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.